Governor Cuomo begins the new year with his standing slightly diminished from the record highs he enjoyed during his first 2 years in office. His slide began shortly after his State of the State message, where he outlined a progressive agenda, including a Women's Equality Act that included an abortion rights provision, public financing of political campaigns, and strict new gun control laws.
No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer! And too many innocent people have died already.
Cuomo won on the gun control legislation. The new law was passed in a matter of days. But the women's agenda and public campaign financing stalled in the state Senate, which is ruled by a coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. And the passage of the gun laws marked a months-long dip in the polls for Cuomo, though the governor still holds a respectable rating of over 60%. The governor, who spent much of the summer in upstate areas where his popularity has declined, would presumably like to win back more conservative voters. In recent months, Cuomo has focused more on fiscally conservative issues like cutting high taxes. He's been focusing on business tax reduction plans and on lowering property taxes,
which are the single worst tax in the state, is the property tax. People think it's the income tax. It's actually not. We collect about $50 million in the property tax. It's larger than the income tax.
But Cuomo's priorities may come into conflict with those of newly elected New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He wants to raise income taxes on New York's wealthiest to pay for universal pre-kindergarten. De Blasio, in his inaugural speech, made clear that he isn't backing away from his plan. The new mayor already has allies in the legislature, including Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Cuomo has said he does not think a new tax on the rich is a good idea, but hopes to strike a compromise. Mark Dunlay is with Hunger Action Network, the lobby group for food pantries and soup kitchens. He sees the emerging progressive coalition as a hopeful sign, and he says he wishes the governor would return to his more left-leaning agenda of 1 year ago.
We hope the governor, you know, is going to be, you know, concerned about the working person and people on disability, and not just the rich 1% that everybody seems to chase after. They got to take care of the 99%. As well.
But Cuomo will likely face a GOP opponent more conservative than him, and he'll need to try to sway potential supporters from voting Republican next November. High property taxes are a major concern among suburban voters, and Cuomo could face a challenge from popular Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. Blair Horner, with the New York Public Interest Research Group and a longtime Albany observer, says Cuomo will have to juggle a number of disparate interests if he wants to have a successful legislative session and a successful campaign.
The governor has pressure on the right as well as on the left. It's going to be he's a talented politician. But that's going to be an increasingly narrow path to walk on.
There will be other pressing issues to resolve besides taxes, anti-corruption reform, and perhaps some changes to the controversial implementation of the new Common Core educational standards. And the issue that dominated the beginning of 2013, the gun control laws, will also be a factor in early 2014. Opponents say they will hold a demonstration against the laws at the State of the State. They will have one less complaint, however. In the final days of last year, a state judge struck down a key provision of the gun laws that decreased the legal number of bullets from 10 to 7. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.